Blog Talk Radio. for a shift in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, that song was by James Nelson called A Shift in the Atmosphere. Truly, we all need to shift in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Get into the presence where you can feel the peace, the love, and the joy of God. Ah, hallelujah. There's a shift taking place right now. There's a shift on this 30th day in the month of May, 2013. I don't know about you, but I feel a shift. Amen. I feel a shift in the atmosphere. I feel a shift right now. Hallelujah. And you can feel that same shift if you would just refocus. Ah, put your attention. Get a portrait of your Lord and Savior. Ah, get that portrait in your mind. And as you get it in your mind, you'll feel that shift. As you begin to meditate and think on the goodness of Jesus, you'll feel that shift taking place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When all hell is breaking loose around you, when it seems like nothing is going your way, all you have to do is refocus. Ah, put your mind on Jesus. He said, he that keep his mind stayed on me, I will keep him in perfect peace. Ah, hallelujah. He said, I'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for his grace. I thank him for the shift in the atmosphere. Amen. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in to a time of reflection. This is a time of reflection radio broadcast. And we air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, we're on at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, and there's a shift with the segment by Minister Billy Burns and Elder Albert Burns called They Overcame. And on Sunday morning, we're here for 30 minutes of prayer at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. There is a shift in the atmosphere. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for your attentiveness. We thank you for your support. And to all of our radio listeners that are listening live on the internet right now, those of you that may visit us later in the archives, and even those that may have visited the website to tune in to this broadcast, we greet you again in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in. Our destiny focus this week is, whom do men say that I am? That is a question that Jesus asks of his disciples. Whom do men say that I am? And we all know, as you visit the scriptures in Mark 8:27, Jesus asked that question. And in Matthew chapter 16, he asked the same question, but he changed the verbiage. He changed the verbiage, and he said, whom do men say that I am? And he said, I, the Son of Man, am. So he didn't ask that in Mark. But in Matthew, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're asking the question today, do you know Jesus? Whom do men say that he is? And he was posing that question to them because they were out with the people. Well, Jesus already knew who he was. So he wasn't trying to prove no point. He was just trying to get some feedback from those that were out with the people. Amen. See, you got to get out and mix with the people. You just can't stay in your secret closet 24/7. Hallelujah. Jesus was out with the people. He was out fulfilling the needs of the people. You can't fulfill a person's need if you don't know where they are. You can't fulfill a need if you don't know who they are. That's why the Bible tells us to know them that labor among us. Amen. So we're just so excited about God, what God is doing. And even with this message, we, Prophet Davis, the Lord took us a different way this week. And sometimes I'm a little uncomfortable because, you know, you're dealing with different situations. You're dealing with different backgrounds. You're dealing with people that have been indoctrinated, hallelujah, and programmed to think a certain way. And some of them are still in that same box. But I'm here to tell you today that I'm out the box today, and I feel a shift in the atmosphere. So we're just so excited to have with us. He's not our special guest, but he's special in the body of Christ. He's special to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank God for him taking out the time to be with us, to minister the word of God for us on today. And I tell you, he always has a prophetic word, a right now word. So we want you to stay tuned. Don't sign off. And if you have or you know anyone that need a word from the Lord, I mean a prophetic word, a right now word, some fresh oil that'll give them energy, that'll give them strength, that will lift that spirit of depression, that would take away that hopelessness, hallelujah, you need to tell them to call in right now. Amen. And this man of God don't need a formal introduction. He has been in the vineyard. He has been working for the Lord. He's been in the highways and the hedges proclaiming the name of Jesus. He has been, hallelujah, a worker in God's vineyard. So with no further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Prophet Michael Davis of Ministry of Michael. Now, when you hear that ministry name, don't think that he's trying to lift up himself, but you focus on the one that God has given authority to in heaven, and that was the archangel. He was higher than just a regular angel. He was an archangel. We're talking about Michael. So we're not taking your mind off of him and focus on Jesus. Focus on the authority and the name that was given above it, every name. Amen. So when we hear that ministry of Michael, I like that name, Ministry of Michael, amen, out of Vacaville, California. And we thank God for this awesome, anointed, powerful man of God. So with no further ado, we'd like to present him to you at this time. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, and to Jesus belongs all the glory. We know that. We come in the name of Jesus, and as Evangelist Bernard said, there is no greater name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. We submit ourselves now to the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day, for this is the day you have made. We thank you for this word that you have sent by way of Evangelist Bernard, by way of revelation. And Father, we thank you that the people who are on the line, that you prick their hearts and you open their heart, that their heart would be receptive to your word. And you know the situations that they are dealing with, Father, and let your word come to give them understanding, wisdom, and comfort, and revelation, Father. And we thank you right now. We bind the devil. We bind his works. We bind every spirit that's contrary to the word of God and the spirit of God. And we cast that spirit out and command it to go in the authority of the name of Jesus. And we loose the anointing. We loose the blood of Jesus. We loose the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for loosing your wisdom, your understanding, and your revelation in the name of Jesus. Father, I submit myself now to thy will, not my will, but thy will be done, to give glory, honor to your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost rest in and upon me, that I may speak your words, the oracle of truth, which is the word of God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. We go to Mark chapter 8, verse 27. And it reads on this wise. It says, and Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. So we see, as we stop right there, we put a pause there, we see that Jesus was leaving one city and on his way to another city. And it appears that, according to the scriptures, as they were leaving one location and going to another location, the evangelist Bernard said she felt a shift. Glory to God, that there's a shift in the atmosphere. Sometimes you have to depart from where you are and go to another location in order to experience revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you have to depart from where you are and go to another location to experience revelation, my God, from glory. Because what had happened here is that the Bible says they went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, that means on the way to that location, he asked them a question. So I see them traveling, glory to God, on a dirt road, glory to God. And he asked them, the disciples, a question as they were en route from one city to another, just before they got to that other city. So he asked them this question. He said, whom do men say that I am? And it's interesting that Jesus asked them, who do men say? Because he knew that men would always have it wrong. The Catholic Church was started on an erroneous revelation. They thought that Peter was the rock that Jesus was talking about when he said, upon this rock I will build my church. And they found their ministry, they found their church, they found their doctrine based upon Peter being the head of the church. But how do many of you know that God did not call Peter to be the head of the church? Jesus is the head of the church. Glory to God. So when you ask men a question about God, as it was then, so it is now, men will often refer to their own understanding. They will refer to human wisdom. That's how all of these different denominations got started. The Baptist Church, glory to God. God gave Bishop Mason a revelation of the Church of God in Christ. So God gave that revelation to him, and it's scriptural. Glory to God. The Apostolic Church, we know that that's scriptural because it talks about the apostles' doctrine. But the Bible says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. And that makes it simple. He say, unto all nations, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Glory to God. So we see that Jesus makes it clear what he wants his house to be called. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer unto all nations. So it's easy. That way you have the same flow. You have the same consistency. You have the same message. And you have the same title. So therefore, there's no argument over the title of the house of God, because it's called the house of prayer. And you can, there's nothing you can do with that. You can't play with that. You can't change it. You can't alter it. You can't make another name. You can't put it in your name. No, it's called the house of prayer. My God, it's not called Melody Land. It's not called the Ministry of Michael Church. It's not called, glory to God, David's Tabernacle. No, it's called the house of prayer. Glory to God. So we see that men will get it wrong. Men will come up with their own interpretation. Men will come up with their own ideas about how the kingdom of God should work, how the body of Christ should work, how the church should work. But if they stick with the blueprint that God gave in his word, then there's no error. Error comes only when flesh is operating. Error doesn't come when the Holy Spirit is operating because the Holy Spirit is God and there's no error in him. Glory to God. So the revelation that you must get must come from God. There's no interpretation of the word. There's only revelation of the word. The revelation of God is true, and that's given by the Father in the name of Jesus. Give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
And so when he asked the question of who do men say that I am, let God be true and every man a liar. Jesus already knows the answer to the question, but he poses this question to men to see what they say. And look at what their answers are. The disciples answered and said, they say, some say you're John the Baptist. Now we know that the Baptist Church, glory to God, is really firm with the baptism, and we know that, glory to God, they stand strong on their doctrine, but they have not been willing to go all the way into the other baptism, which is the baptism that is crucial. We understand that John's baptism was a water baptism, and it was a baptism unto repentance. John did not have salvation in his baptism. It was a baptism of water only unto repentance, to confess that you were a sinner. The baptism of Jesus, which is what John talked about in the third chapter of Matthew, said, I baptize you with water indeed unto repentance. But there is one who comes along whose shoes I am not worthy to tie. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And that's the baptism that we need. The water baptism is fine. Glory to God. But once again, there is no salvation in John's baptism. Jesus is the only one that has the authority to grant salvation. As it is written in the book of Acts, chapter 4 and verse 12, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. So preachers, pastors, evangelists, I appreciate you baptizing them in water, but let us move on into the true baptism, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus's baptism. Give God the glory. My God from heaven, thank you, Jesus. So they said, some say that you're John the Baptist. Now, there were no miracles in the ministry of John the Baptist. John the Baptist came in word because he was only given us an assignment to be the forerunner of Christ. He was given an assignment to preach that he was not the one that would come. He was not the Messiah, because there were specific signs that would confirm that the Messiah was in the earth. There would be specific prophecies that would detail the Messiah's ministry. There would be specific signs that had to follow the ministry of the Messiah that did not accompany any other ministry upon the earth until Jesus came. And these signs were those that I'm going to mention at this time. He said, the lame shall walk, the blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, the dumb shall speak. He will cause the dead to be raised and cause blinded eyes to open. These are the signs of the Messiah. No one else had been able to cause a man who was born crippled from his mother's womb to walk, except when the Messiah came, because that's how they knew that this was the Messiah that was written of by the prophets and under the law. Glory to God. There was no other man who was able to cause a blind man to see, who was born blind from his mother's womb, except the Messiah. Glory to God. These signs had to follow his ministry, because it was prophesied by Isaiah that these things must happen. That's why he asked them the question, who do men say that I am? I know who I am. I have come with with the authority of heaven. I was sent by my Father to come to the earth to establish one thing, that I am the Savior of the world, and that all power of salvation has been given unto me. And whom the Father had given me, no man can pluck them out of my hand. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. So you see that these signs had to accompany the Messiah. They couldn't accompany John the Baptist. John the Baptist did no miracles. His ministry was only to proclaim and to make straight the path for the Messiah. And that's why he said that his ministry was for repentance. Glory to God, because before you can get to the Messiah, you have to repent. My God, from glory. People are not preaching that repentance is necessary before you get to the Messiah. You can't come to the Messiah until you repent, until you confess that you're a sinner, and that repentance is required in order to get to the Messiah so that salvation can be issued. Glory to God. Repentance is a prerequisite for salvation. I don't care who you are. If you don't repent, you can't get in the kingdom of God. Repentance is still necessary prior to salvation. There is no salvation except you repent. I don't care about saying a prayer, but if you don't repent before that prayer, the prayer is invalid. The prayer is in vain, because there is a requirement to get to the Messiah. John the Baptist was a forerunner, and the forerunner said, I'm only making straightway the path for him to come after me. That's why my ministry is a ministry of repentance, because you must go through repentance in order to get to salvation. You can't overcome. You can't go by. You can't pass by repentance to try to get to salvation. There's an order in the kingdom of God, and John the Baptist was sent to establish the order, and that order is repentance first must be required in order to get into the kingdom. You got people repeating a prayer and saying that they saved, but they can't be saved until they repent. My God from heaven, that's why they don't get the Holy Ghost, because they never repented. They never went to God. They never went through the procedure, going through the repentance and then coming to salvation. And after you receive salvation, then the Holy Ghost, the baptism of Jesus, can come upon you, and then you'll receive power, and then you'll be a witness unto God. Glory to God. God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I give you the glory. I feel the Holy Ghost here. It's time that we get back to the true gospel. That's why the church is flooded with people who say they saved. You got men saying that people are saved. Just come up and repeat this prayer and you're saved. But they haven't taught them or led them to repentance. They haven't said you got to lay down your sin. You got to bring forth fruit, meat, for repentance. In other words, if you're doing drugs, you got to bring your drugs and lay them at the altar. If you're listening to that old worldly music, you got to come and bring those CDs and the records and destroy them. That's your evidence. That's your fruit. That's your evidence you've repented. Where is your evidence that you've repented? My God from heaven. Whew, glory to God. Stop watching HBO, R-rated movies. That's polluting your spirit. That's contaminating your spirit. Stop letting all that foul stuff go in your ears. That's why you can't hear from God. My God, from glory. Get that stuff out of your house. Repent. Repent. Get it out. It's not the work of the Holy Ghost. You want to hear from God? I'm going to tell you how to hear from God. Hear from God. Cut HBO off. Cut Showtime off. Cut all that stuff off. And you say, well, my children want it. Well, tell them when they get their house, they can have it. As far as me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. There are spirits behind that stuff. Glory to God. Get some Holy Ghost stuff on your TV. Glory to God. Get the worship music playing in your house. Glory to God. So you can hear from God. So it won't be so much confusion. Stop your children from listening to that wicked music in your home. It's interfering with the voice of the Lord. It's interfering with the Holy Spirit in your home. The house divided cannot stand. A house divided cannot stand. Glory to God. You want the anointing in your home. You want that shift in your atmosphere. Get that stuff out of your home. Glory to God. Put a block on your TV. Go to the controls and put a block on that R-rated stuff. Put a block on that adult stuff. Put a block on anything that's not PG-13. Glory to God. Put a block on it. Don't have it coming through your house. Shut it down in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hey. You got to bring forth fruit, meat for repentance. Folk don't want to live holy no more. They want to compromise and do any and everything and say, well, I'm saved. But what are you saved by? You got to be saved according to the scriptures. You got to be saved according to the word of God. You got to be saved according to his way, not man's way. Man will tell you you're saved and you'll go to hell, my God from heaven, if you listen to man. You got so many people following man. You got so many people following the Pope. You got the whole news and the news crews, Fox and CNN, and they following the Pope and listening to what he say. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he repented. I don't know if he got the baptism of Jesus. I don't know if he's got the Holy Ghost. Because if he had the Holy Ghost, he'd take all them statues out of the churches. He'd take all the idols out of the churches. If he had the Holy Ghost, he'd take burning candles out of the church. He would take the incense out of the church. If he had the Holy Ghost, he would do what the word of God says. Hey, they would be speaking in tongues. If he had the Holy Ghost, they would do what the Bible says. That's one of the biggest churches in the world, the Catholic Church. Oh, Lord. But are they following the word of God? You see, you got to be careful following man. The blind leadeth the blind, and they both will fall into a ditch. Watch yourself. Don't follow man. The only one I heard in the word of God to say follow him was Jesus. He said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Follow Jesus. Stop following men. Stop following denominations. Stop following the people who tell you this is the way. Follow Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but through me. Follow Jesus. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, as big as the Catholic Church is all over the world, and if them folks are following the doctrine of men, how many souls would be lost as a result of following the doctrine of men, bowing before statues, praying before statues, making their sacraments towards statues, rubbing beads together? It ain't even in the Bible. How many millions of Catholics are there all over the world? And they think they're going to heaven. Shakaro sande ro kabahaya. Sikarabosa. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. I don't care how many sacraments you do. I don't care how many Hail Marys you do. I don't care how many times you go to Mass. You still got to come in one way. You got to come in by the door. And the door is Jesus Christ. If you don't come in that way, you won't be in the kingdom of God. And according to the scriptures, you have to have oil in your vessel. According to Matthew 25, there were 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 had oil in their vessels and their lamps were lit, but the other 5 did not carry any oil in their vessel. The vessel speaks of your temple. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, whose you are? If there's no Holy Ghost in your temple, then you're empty. Then God does not know you, because he doesn't identify with flesh. He identifies with his spirit. And if any man have not the spirit of Christ, then he is none of his. Glory to God. My God from glory. You got to do things God's way. Stop following men. Men will tell you that you saved. I've even heard men tell people that they had the Holy Ghost, and it wasn't true. They said, oh, you got it. Now, man cannot tell you that you have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost bears witness to himself that you are a child of God. The Holy Ghost bears record with you that you are born again by the water and the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the witness, not a man. There is no man that's a witness. The Holy Ghost is a witness. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, Lord. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. Thank you. My God from heaven. My God from heaven, let's just take a small moment and just wherever you are, if you can, just lift your hands and worship the Lord. Just take a second or two and just worship him and tell him thank you. Tell him I'll follow you, Lord, all the days of my life. I will no longer follow man. I will cut the ties with following man and the tradition of men. But, Lord, I will follow your way, for your ways are true and your ways end in eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. My God, who do men say that I am? If you listen to men, you'll be confused. If you listen to men, they'll give you a false doctrine. If you listen to men, they'll lie to you. If you listen to men, they'll lead you another way. If you listen to men, you'll be lost. If you listen to men, you'll be following a lie. If you listen to men, you'll have a false doctrine. If you listen to men, you'll be deceived. If you listen to men, you'll be lost. If you listen to men, you don't have salvation. If you listen to men, you don't have the Holy Ghost. If you listen to men, you don't have the kingdom of God within you. Because Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. My God from heaven. My God. The kingdom of God is within you, not outside of you. It's within you. My God. The whole kingdom, once the Holy Ghost is received by that person, the kingdom of God comes to abide within them. And then the Holy Ghost begins to teach you the truth. My God from heaven. That's why he said those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. He said nothing about those that are led by men. Good God from heaven. And you got to question these days people who call themselves pastors. You got to question, do they have the Holy Ghost? You got to seek God to find out if God sent them. You got to find out if they're wolves in sheep clothing. You got to find out if they are an angel of ministering as an angel of light. You have to find out if they're false apostles. Huh? Glory to God. You have to find out from the Holy Spirit who people are. That's why he said, know them that labor among you. Know them. How do you know them? By the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
That's how you know them, by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We no longer know Christ after the flesh, but we know Christ after the Spirit. My God from heaven. Too many people trying to get to know people in the natural. We don't serve a natural God. We serve a supernatural God. We serve a God that has all power in his hand. We serve a God that when he speaks one word, it comes into existence. We serve a God that knows everything. We serve a God that is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. We serve a God that knows all things. Why consult man when you can consult God? Because he is the Spirit of truth. Does the Spirit of truth dwell in you? Stop operating in your carnal mind. The Word of God tells me that if your mind is carnal, then you're an enemy against God. If your mind is carnal, God doesn't know you. If your mind is carnal, you cannot receive the things of the Spirit, for their foolishness unto the carnal mind. Glory to God. The flesh itself is an enmity against God. It's contrary against God. Walk in the Spirit that you might not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come out of your fleshly mind and get into the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. You got a lot of these churches that are set up under man's authority. Then they talk a lot about come on and get a relationship with God. The word relationship is not even in the Bible. The word relationship is not in the Bible. God said, I didn't call you to be in a relationship with me. God said, I called you to marry me. I called you to be my bride. Huh? I called you to a wedding. I didn't call you to a relationship. A relationship can mean anything. But a marriage is specific. That's why he said, who do men say that I am? God is not looking to date you. God is looking to marry you. And if you don't want to marry him, then you have no part of him. If you're not a bride of Christ, then you're a bride of Satan. God is not calling people into a relationship. The word is not in the Bible. God is calling you to a marriage. God is calling you to a wedding. You're supposed to be the bride, the bridesmaid, the bride, not the bridesmaid, but the bride of Christ. He's coming back for a church, his bride. He's not coming back for a relationship. People that have a relationship have never made a commitment. That's what the world uses. Well, I'm in a relationship. God is not ordaining relationship. God ordains marriage. Shangabaso Torimanda. God is ordaining marriage. And if you're not married to him, you better get married quick. You better come out of your cave, come out of the place where you are, and submit your will to his and marry Christ so that you can be his bride. He's only coming back for a bride. Now, that's the word of God. He's only coming back for a bride. He's not coming back for nobody that has a relationship, because a relationship with God is invalid. You have to be married to him. And in order to be married, you have to take a vow. You got to take a vow. For better or for worse, in sickness and in health, till death do we part, for richer or poorer. My God from glory. So be careful when men try to give you their definition of the kingdom of God, because men have now changed the marriage. You hear everybody all over the world saying, well, do you have a relationship with God? It's not in the Bible. It's deceptive teaching. Because, see, a relationship means that, well, we're in communication. See, that's all a relationship is. You communicate with the person. Well, the devil communicates with God. That ain't saying nothing. And we look at the book of Job, and we see the devil going up and communicating with God and asking him questions, you know, and saying, well, God said, well, Satan, where have you been? He said, to and fro throughout the earth. And have you considered my servant Job? Well, you got a hedge around him. I can't get to him. See? They're communicating. They have a relationship because they're relating. And relationship means that, well, we're relating on some level. See, you're relating on some level. But in marriage, there's a covenant. God is a God of covenant. That's why he said, who do men say that I am? See, God is a covenant-keeping God. That's why it's called the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Covenant means contract. And you don't have a contract in relationship. You have a contract in marriage. There are no papers in a relationship. But there are papers, there are documentation in marriage. That's why he said, who do men say that I am? Men want to cause you to escape the responsibility of a covenant, of a contract. They're saying, well, just have a relationship with God. What they're saying is just go to hell. Because God is calling you into a covenant, a contract with him. And God doesn't break his contract.
Come on.
See, there are consequences for breaking the covenant of God. That's why men are saying, well, just enter a relationship, make it easy on you. Just call it a relationship. Don't tell people they got to marry God because that's putting too much pressure on them. That's forcing them. Well, you're forcing them to hell. See? Because you're telling the people they don't have to have a contract with God. They don't have to have a covenant with God. You're telling them they can enter a relationship with God based upon their own understanding, and the devil is a liar. You cannot have a relationship with God based upon your understanding. It has to be based on God's understanding, and God's understanding is that if you don't marry him, if you're not in covenant with him, if you are not under contract with him as a bride, he doesn't know you. Shaka Mando Rosa. My God from glory. I didn't know all of this was going to happen, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is who men say that he is. You can have a relationship with God. That's man's doctrine. But the doctrine of Christ, he's after a bride. He's looking for a bride. Somebody that's faithful to him. Somebody who's married to him. Somebody who's committed to him. Somebody who's willing to walk with him, talk with him, and do what he says to do, when he says to do it, how he says to do it, because you're his bride. My God from heaven. But if you got a relationship, you're going to be casual about it. Well, you know, I'll get to it when I can. I'm busy right now. Your husband has to be your priority. The home comes first. Oh, Lord. Oh. But if you're not married, then you're just going to be casual with it. Well, I can get back to him later, you know. He ain't my husband. He don't tell me what to do. See? I can get back to him later, see? That'll be your attitude with God because you're not married to him, because you've listened to who men say that he is. Instead of listening to who Jesus said that he is, the requirement is marriage. And without a marriage, you have no agreement. And with no agreement, you're not in the kingdom. Because how can two walk together except they be in agreement? Thank you, Jesus. My God from heaven, I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. That's where we are, saints of God. That's where we are. That's where we are. Because if you listen to men, you will be deceived. You will be listening to false prophets. You will be listening to lying spirits. You will be listening to seducing spirits. And you will be listening to people who will lead you down the wrong path because they're using one word that's very strategic, but it's manipulative. And that one word is relationship. Making people think that they're in covenant with God without being married to him. Making people think that they're in covenant with God without being married to him. Woo! That's deception on a big scale, because all these major ministries are using the same terminology. And I don't know where they got this demonic terminology from, but it's a seducing spirit that has come into the body of Christ. Well, actually, it's come into the church for manipulation by men. But those who belong to Christ, they know the difference between a relationship and a marriage. Those who belong to Christ know that the requirement has always been the same, that you've got to get married to him. See, in the Bible, in the 22nd chapter of Matthew, he invited them to come to a wedding, and they made light of it, the Bible says, because they weren't interested in being married to him. They said, well, we got other stuff to do. I just bought a field. I got to go check on my field. I just got married. I got something else to do. I'm not interested in coming to the wedding. In other words, they're not interested in marrying Christ because of his requirements in a marriage. You must be found faithful. You cannot have adultery in the marriage with Christ. You must be obedient. Ah, my God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. So we see now that the body of Christ, or the churches who are led by men, are using this term relationship, because who do men say that he is? Men are saying it's okay to have a relationship with God. And God never said it. They are lying spirits, deceiving spirits, manipulating spirits, making people think that they can operate in the kingdom of God by relationship instead of legally marrying Christ. That's why you have witchcraft spirits, because they're operating under a false pretense, and they've never been married to Christ. My God from glory. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. My God from glory. Whew. My God from heaven. And so, as I bring this to a conclusion, in verse 29 of St. Mark, chapter 8, he says, and he saith unto them, this is Jesus talking, but whom say ye that I am? We know what man got to say. Man wants you to enter a relationship with God, which is not a contract. And anybody know that anytime you do business with anybody and don't have a contract or a receipt, you don't have nothing in writing, you don't have no contract, no covenant, no receipt, what happens to you? You lose. You lose. You lose. No contract, no receipt, no documentation, what happens? It never happened. You try to take something back to the store without a receipt. I'm sorry, you don't have your receipt. I'm sorry, nothing we can do. Nothing we can do for you. Well, I spent $2,000. Well, we're sorry. You don't have a contract. You don't have an agreement. You don't have a covenant. And what that does, it cancels anything that you claim to be true, because there's no agreement. The only agreement is the Word of God. The only agreement is what is written in His Word. It is written, let God be true and every man a liar. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. I give you the honor and I give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we see here that Jesus said, but whom do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said unto him, thou art the Christ. We talked about the ministry of the Messiah and the things that must happen in the ministry of the Messiah. We talked about that. But let me just go a little further with Christ. It speaks of the anointed one of God. If there is no true yoke-destroying power, no true anointing, you don't belong to Christ. This is the mark that is talked about. Mark those who have the wine. It's in the book of Revelation. Mark those that have the wine and the oil. He told the angels, go mark the ones who have the wine and the oil. The wine is the Holy Spirit. The oil is the anointing. He said, put a mark on them because they can't be touched. See, because when the reapers come, the reapers are the angels. At the end, it's the harvest, glory to God, and that's the separation from the wheat and the tare, glory to God. Those counterfeit people that follow man and believe that they can have a relationship with God without marrying him, glory to God. Ekobo Shatai. So when the angels come, who are the reapers, glory to God, to separate the wheat and the tare in the last day, the angels are going to come with a big sickle. And they're going to reap out of the earth all who do not have the mark on them. And the mark comes from God by the holy angels who have the wine and the oil. And they will be marked because they cannot be touched. But the ones that don't have the mark will be gathered together, tied in a bundle and cast into the lake of fire. Mato Rosa Kende. You better not listen to these folks talking about a relationship. You better listen to the word of God. Say he's looking for a bride, and that means marriage.
Oh, glory!
It's a false doctrine, it's a false teaching, and it's not from the word of God. It's not from the Holy Ghost. It's deceptive and manipulative, making you think you can enter a relationship without marriage. No, God have not called, as a matter of fact, God doesn't even sanction relationships. He sanctions marriages only. That's why the covenant between Ishmael and Isaac was cut by marriage. Said, no, I'm not going to let Hagar be the mother of the promise, because the mother of the promise has to be someone who's married. That's why God said, I cannot let Ishmael be the covenant. My covenant is not with Ishmael, because the relationship was not based on marriage. It was based on a relationship. But he said, my covenant will be with Sarah and Abraham and Isaac, because she was married to Abraham. That's a covenant. See? And then Sarah, the wife, said, put that bondwoman and her son out of the camp. So she spoke and said she was a bondwoman. They represent bondage. That kind of relationship represents bondage and not liberty. My God, from glory. Boy, you guys are getting some rich teaching here. I'm telling you. I pray that you're getting this by the Holy Ghost. I pray that you're receiving this by the Holy Ghost. I pray that it's coming through your heart like an arrow in the name of Jesus. My God. So now, I'm going to conclude the message. I'm going to close out in prayer, and then we're going to take some calls. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you that you have sent your word, that we might hear and understand how your kingdom operates, and that we are not to follow man's interpretation of your word, but we are to follow the Holy Spirit. We are to follow Jesus and his revelation of what the word of God is saying to the church. Let him have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Open your ears. Hear what God is saying to you this day. Make a covenant to marry him. Make a covenant to come into the wedding and be married to him, not just engaged, but to marry him. There's no paperwork for an engagement. There's only paperwork for a marriage. There's no covenant for an engagement. There's only a covenant for marriage. And God is a covenant God. Thank you, Jesus. My God, from glory. Father, I give you the glory for this word today. Thank you for giving it to me, Holy Spirit. I didn't know where to go, but you took me there for your glory, for thy sake, for thy name's sake, because we don't follow men, but we follow Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Whew. My God from heaven. He kobo shata. He karaba soto rekaba. Kandidi osaya. Andidi osaya. He dororo boshe. He kararara boshe. Rokamenda. 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 Rokamasa karabasi. He kobo sha. Thank you, Jesus. He karabasi. Thank you for loosing the anointing. Thank you for loosing your power. Thank you for loosing it, Father, now in Jesus' name. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Hidobosha. 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 Hido boshe, mandoro karesa, mite tosha kandava, ye kandarabose. Thank you, Jesus. We receive it now. We receive it now, the Holy Ghost. We receive it now, your fire. We receive it now, your power. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. In hidobosha, we receive it. The glory, we receive the glory now. We receive it now. Now, in Jesus' name. Now, and now. Now, Katoshai. Now, Katoshai. In the name of Jesus, we receive the glory. Thank you, Father. Haya, 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 mando. Menene, okay. Shetaraba. Nende kandi. Rosamenda. We receive it now in the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. We receive it. 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 Thank you, Jesus. My God from heaven. My God. Good God from heaven. Woo! Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your power. Hey. My. I feel that old school anointing coming on. I feel that old school anointing coming on. Yeah. Old time fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Lamb of God. My God from heaven. Whew. My God, I feel, ooh, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you. Shidaba. Shidaba. Sorobo. Sendere. Elosa. Whew. Glory. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word. Whew. Amen. Evangelist Bernard.
Yes, Lord.
My God from heaven. My God. did everybody fall out under the power of God? Everybody. I feel, my God. There's woof.
We're still here.
Amen.
Still here.
My God. My God. What a word from the Lord. Amen. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to talk to some people. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's nothing else. It's nothing I can add to or take away.
Oh, that's God. That's God.
As he has spoken all of this week on whom do men say that I am. But he went a little bit further today when he began to talk about covenant relationships.
Yes, yes.
Whom do men say that I am. That word was Father Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't put your confidence in the arm of flesh. And put your confidence in me. God is erected.
Yes,
God
yes.
has a record. If man can let you go back into the archives and hear yes. this message 24/7, don't
my
forget
God.
God got a mess. God got a record.
That's right.
You won't be able to accuse God. You won't be able to say, Lord, I didn't hear. He's going to say, yes, you did, because he's going to pull out the books. The books are going to be open. And everything God has recorded, he's going to pull it out. And I just believe he's going to give somebody an opportunity to say something about your life. So we say, oh,
God.
I ain't going to please. No, you ain't got to
please
man. But the Bible also say a good name is rather to be chosen. Ha! God, when God pull a record out on you, he's going to say, Angel, I see your record right here. But he said, you know what? I don't like a few things that I see. So I'm going to give Bishop Lewis an opportunity to speak on your behalf. I'm going to give Prophet Michael Davis an opportunity to speak on your behalf, because some of these things I'm looking at, they're not favorable to me. But I'm not going to pass your side. Hallelujah. Because you did run well. But at the end, who hindered you? You ran well for a season. Hallelujah. But
my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Then you got pride. Then you allowed the seducing spirits to come in and draw you away. You allow the seducing spirits to tell you that they had something greater and better for you. Oh, but baby, I'm going to give them an opportunity where you can be redeemed.
That's
you
it.
Better
That's
have
it.
Somebody that can say something good about your life.
That's right.
God is going to be the defense attorney and the prosecutor. Hallelujah. He's going to be it all. He's going to be the jury.
Yeah.
Well, God, I tell you. Oh, Father Davis, this is a message that needs to be re-aired.
I'd like to listen to that myself.
It will be re-aired on Monday.
My God.
If I didn't have
Jesus.
Pastor Hamilton coming on tomorrow, I will re-air it tomorrow. It will be re-aired on Monday. So those of you that may go back and hear about it, it'll be re-aired. I might re-air it every day next week, because guess what? We need to hear this word.
I'm going to listen to that.
I caught up. He said something else that was so prophetic. Repentance. See, I take notes. Hallelujah. He said repentance is a prerequisite to getting salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I also heard him say folks are telling you to come confess with your heart. Confess with your mouth. And believe with your heart. And you're saved. Well, I'm here to tell you, baby, that formula alone won't get you in.
That's it. That's
this man preached the other day. Hallelujah. I'm opening up the line. Ah, he didn't preach today. Yeah, he didn't preach the unadulterated word of God. He didn't compromise this gospel. He didn't sugarcoat it to make you feel good. He didn't tap dance around it. Hallelujah. He spoke under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's all I can say today. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going on down the line. I'm going to go. Ooh, I see a caller. Area code 302. It just dropped off. Maybe they didn't want to say anything, baby. But this word, you're going to find out. Sister Patrice, glory to God. Hallelujah. We got about 6-7 more people on the line.
God bless
Davis.
You.
We decide who we want to hear. We don't want to hear the truth. But that's all right. The Bible said whether it's two or three, touching in agreement on any one thing, I was in agreement with the word that come first. Matter of fact, God gave me this message. Whom do men say that I am? So if God gave it to me, Guess what? It is the impact. It's the impact. And it's the change somebody's life.
Amen.
Sister Patrice, God bless
Sister
you.
Sister Patrice, God bless you.
Praise the Lord, God bless you. Oh, my God. Oh, that was awesome. All I can say is amen, amen. I have a sister here in Christ that's here, Prophet Michael, and
yes.
Her name is Jackie. She's also been sitting here with me.
Uh-huh.
She's been sitting here with me listening to the program, and she may she have a word also.
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Sister Jackie, praise the Lord.
Hey, praise the Lord. I just wanted to, I appreciate it. I just want to say it reminded me of a message that I heard some years ago about being intimate with God, about being sensual with God and developing that relationship with him.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I heard
Sister Jackie,
it
let me ask you a question.
What I heard the message long time ago was being able to be naked in front of God, just like you're able to be naked in front of a man, and even with all your imperfections and anything that's going on, you're just comfortable because you know that even with all your imperfections that he loves you no
Sister
matter
Jackie,
what.
Sister Jackie, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you baptized with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues?
I do not speak in tongues.
Okay, we need to get there. I sensed that in the Holy Ghost immediately when you came on the line, and that's what this purpose is for you. The marriage is the wine and the oil, and the bride also has the Spirit of Christ because that's the true bride. And so I don't know how long you've been in church, but the pastor should have focused on making sure that you have God's Spirit dwelling within you. And that's the only way you're going to get to heaven. I'm not going to cut corners. I'm not going to play any games with you because souls are at stake here. And in order for you to enter God's kingdom, there's only one way to do it, by the Holy Ghost. Let's pray. Repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I repent.
I repent.
For my wicked ways.
My wicked ways.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
I believe.
I believe.
You came to earth.
He came to earth.
To die on the cross.
Die on that cross.
And you were buried.
You were buried.
And on the third day.
And on the third day.
God raised Jesus.
God raised Jesus.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
Change me.
Change me.
Satan.
Satan.
I denounce you.
I denounce you.
I denounce darkness.
I denounce darkness.
And command it to go.
And command it to go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, fill me now.
Holy Spirit, fill me now.
Right now.
Right now.
Ethiopia, fill me right now.
Fill me right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus be my Lord.
Jesus be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior. Hallelujah.
Change my mind.
Change my mind.
Today.
Today.
And I break the chains.
I break the chains.
Off my mind.
Off my mind.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Maya Tori. Makarabasiki. What's your name again?
Jackie.
I want you to read your Bible every day.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what church you go to, but get under a church that's Holy Ghost filled.
Yeah.
Get under a pastor that's speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
No more religion for you. This word was for you. You've had what You've had what men call a relationship with God, but it's not satisfactory. You have to be married to Him. This word was for you. You stepped up to the plate. Thank you for coming to the phone. You did repent. Now you must make sure you're married, and the evidence of your marriage is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Not our words, not that we're saved, but the witness must declare unto us that we are children of God. And the witness is the Holy Ghost. No more religion for you. No, I break the ties of a religious spirit from off of you. I break the cords and the bondage of religion off of you in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Woo! My dear, I'm asking God to put such a seek in your spirit that there will be no more religion. But you will become a seeker of God. You will become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You will not return to your old ways, your old friends, old habits, old music. You will now move forward into the kingdom of God and never look back in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Say, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. All right, next caller. My God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Maoke Torimando Kudo Turima. My God from glory. Yes. Who's this?
Is the caller?
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. God bless you. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Chataroko koriasa. Itarabaha.
Praise to God. My Lord. Isakaboso
kokoria.
My Lord, that it is so, so good. This is the word that is needed for this hour that we are living in now. My word. This is so good. I mean, that's what done me real good. And I love this, you know. A relationship with God is invalid.
Yes, invalid.
No.
Yes, invalid. That's right, invalid.
God wants a marriage.
Marriage.
Sakaba. So right and so true. My God, everybody needs to listen to that. They need to listen to the word of God. That is so true. And I mean, that word just reached down in my heart and reached out. And I just want, Lord, anything in me. Good God, that is not messing up with you. I just want a relationship. No, not at all. The real world is a marriage.
Yes.
God,
yes.
And I'm so thankful that I'm married to the Lord and know His word. And
yes.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And I need prayer for my
yes.
household.
Yes.
Sister, just pray for me for my household. Amen. That is good. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Mother, what's going on in your house? What do you need?
Yeah, there's kids in my house that need to be saved, and my husband need to be saved.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we pray over that house right now in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
We break the ties of darkness. We break bondage. We destroy it because of the anointing over that home right now. It goes in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, we loose the angels of salvation to come into that home and to turn the hearts of the people to you, Christ. However you choose to do it, Lord, we ask you to do it quickly now in the name of
Jesus.
We apply the blood of Jesus over that home, that
Hallelujah.
That whole household shall be saved
yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ. And we cancel the assignment of Satan. We cancel the strategies of Satan against that home. And we loose warfaring angels into that
Hallelujah.
Home now to bring salvation, to bring salvation, to bring salvation. Turn it around now, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. My God, watch a change, watch a change, watch a change take place in that home. Watch a change take place in that home. In
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
My God. My God from heaven, thank you, Jesus.
I receive it, I receive it.
That's it, that's it. That's it. That's
Thank
it.
You, Lord.
That's it.
Thank
that seals it. Because you're under covenant, and the covenant says if you get saved, your whole household has to be saved.
Amen. Amen.
That's Hallelujah. The covenant. That's the promise. And God cannot lie, so it shall surely come to pass. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. God bless you. And Father, give this dear lady a fresh anointing.
Yes,
oh,
hallelujah.
Bless her with a fresh anointing. Just right now, Lord, a fresh anointing on her life. Right now, right now. Right now, right now, right now. Release the fresh anointing. Touch. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're going to Sister Albertine. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Sister
God bless
you. Praise the Lord. Sister Albertine, how are you?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God. How God about you?
Powerful and so true.
Jesus.
I had to let so much go, and he kept telling me. And he kept telling me and kept telling me. And finally, when I let relationships go, I let things that just didn't matter anymore go and put him first.
Yeah.
And then the marriage part, that sealed the deal.
Yeah.
That took me there. That sealed the deal. Not just relationship.
Come on.
Because you think you're supposed to have a relationship. But no, you have to marry. You have to be committed. You have to put it all. You have to nourish it. You have to groom it. You have to dedicate every day to it. And that's how it is done. And that made so much sense. It's like an awakening, an eye-opening. When I let things go, I let the relationships go. I didn't have a dime in my pocket, and I was propositioned.
Whoa.
And I said no, because I put God first. I put God first. And windows started to open, things began to happen because I put him first. I let the relationship go with sex. I let so much go. And I have to be perfectly honest here with you because I had to let it go. And when I did those things, when I was obedient and I did those things, when I did those things,
Oh,
God.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that message.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it hurts because you're so used to being so carnal. You're so used to being in a certain way, a certain mode. But when you let it go and you die and just trust God, it just opens your eyes and your heart and your spirit. And he just shows you something so different. You feel so sorry, so bad and convicted. But the beauty is that God forgives and he loves you. That's the beauty.
Yes.
Thank you for that message. That was powerful. It's powerful.
Glory to God. Glory to God. God knew what the people needed, and that was my prayer, that he give what the people need, because he's God and he knows what's best. Now, there's a scripture for you, Psalms 46 and 10. It's be still and know that I'm God.
Oh, amen.
Be still and know that I'm God.
Amen. I got
Just be still. Just be still and know. And in that stillness, God is working where you are not. And in Exodus, there's a scripture that says, hold your peace, and I will fight your battle.
Oh, amen.
hold your peace, and I will fight your battle. And in another place in the Chronicles, it's written, for the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
So now that you've come into this commitment, this place with God, to make this commitment and to live this out, when people turn, God is quick to respond.
Amen.
If you notice, he said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn. And turn. When they turn, then God responds quickly. Because all along, the Lord has been waiting and watching and waiting for us to turn. And as soon as we turn, it's like the prodigal son. As soon as he came to himself and the father saw him afar off, the father ran to meet him. As soon as we turn, then God is right there. My God from heaven. And that's the case. And I give God the glory for it, because he's a righteous judge. He's a righteous judge. My God from heaven. God bless you, Sister Albertine. Thank you for that beautiful testimony.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. And also, Sister Albertine, Prophet Michael, to add to what you gave her, I want to add Isaiah.
Okay.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, 10 through 14. You read those, read that chapter also, and I tell you God is going to. Thank you.
Sister Albertine, God bless you. We all love you in Jesus' name.
God bless you, and I love you in Jesus' name, too. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen,
hello?
Amen. We're going. Yes, Prophet, we're still here. We're going to... He is the last caller on the line, and before we dismiss, I just want to lift up Sister Ruby. She wasn't feeling well today, so she wasn't able to get on the line and get on the switchboard. So before we close, I want Prophet Davis to pray for her. But Sister D, God bless you.
God bless you.
Sister D.
God bless you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Cindy, go right
ahead. Oh, I just want to thank God for that message, because right before I got on the line, I was having a conversation with someone about how God wants us to be in covenant with him.
Wow.
We didn't get to the marriage part. I was just, because I'm in the middle of, I might have to switch churches because the way things are, and I, you know, really want to be what God wants me to be, and I want to be placed where he wants me to be placed.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine was telling me, you know, we can't follow after man. We have to follow what God says, and that means we need to be studying and being able to hear from God without distractions.
It's
so awesome that that's what you're speaking on today. And I just got off the phone with that person. I just thank God because he sent that word, and he's telling me he doesn't want me to be in a relationship with a man, or in a relationship, just having relationships, you know, before I... God doesn't want us to have a relationship. He wants a marriage. And I see where he brought me out of a terrible marriage to be into a marriage with him. You know, he wants me to be married to him and not to be married to men right now. So I just thank you. I thank you, because what you brought today is actually healing me from a lot of situations I've been dealing with. And I just thank God for the word of God today. I thank you.
Let me pray for healing for you. I sensed that before you said it, that there was healing in your emotions, and that certain ties, soul ties, need to be cut off. Sometimes soul ties can linger for years, but today we're going to cut off the influence of the soul tie and the emotional tie. Glory to God. Father, in Jesus' name, we sever the soul tie. We sever every emotional tie around her life and in her life in Jesus' name. We dismiss it this day for the glory of God in the name of Jesus, that the emotions will return back to the control of the Holy Spirit now. We give them freely to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the emotions will totally be under control of the Holy Spirit. Yes. And now she releases forgiveness for any and everyone where these soul ties have originated from. She releases them to go, and now she releases herself under the authority of the Holy Spirit fully. Blanket her with a new garment of righteousness. Blanket her with your peace. Blanket her with a fresh anointing, Father. And we thank you for the healing. My God, we thank you for the inner healing now. Inner tato shata rukaraba. Inner healing now is released in the name of Jesus.
Glorious, Lord. You are glorious.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we have not because we ask not. But we ask today. We stand it on the petition. Hallelujah. And the request
you,
that you have told us. In your word, you said to make your petition, make your request known.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ask and instead you give it up. We're looking to you, Lord God, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the door, no, hallelujah. You are the one that answers prayers. God, and we thank you for it right now. Hallelujah. Send him in places that he know not of. Go before him and prepare the way, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this rich word. Hallelujah. That was spoken, hallelujah, by the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for being exalted on this day. We thank you, God, for being lifted up today. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up our understanding. We thank you for every call and every listener. We thank you for this word, God. We thank you for the relationship that we have with you, Christ Jesus. We bless you today. Those that are missing off the line, let them go back and hear this word. This word will be re-aired on Monday. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And I'm going to get the word out to tune in on Monday. You're going to hear a re-airing of this message. Who do you say that I am? It will be re-aired. Hallelujah. And it might be re-aired every day next week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the Lord for the prophet of God. We bless the Lord for the man of God. We bless the Lord for the vessel that he has used. Don't forget.
Ah, God for glory.
Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying right now, Prophet David. Hallelujah. I hear him saying, God, I want you to go to Isaiah. I hear the Lord saying that for you. This scripture is for you to do. Isaiah. I got on the Messiah. Isaiah, the 41 chapter. I hear the Lord saying it's for you too today, Prophet David. He said, and I'm going to read this. 10 through 13, it said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. This is the Lord saying this to you, prophet, today. And they that strive with thee shall perish. And shall not find them. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord told me to give you these scriptures today. Even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be nothing. A thing of naught. For Lord thy God will hold thy right hand. Saying unto thee, fear not. I will help thee. Thus saith the Lord.
I receive it. I receive it. Now what verse is that again? I mean, that's Isaiah?
Isaiah, the 41 chapter, verses 10 through 13.
I got it. Thank you. My God from heaven. I receive it.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 40-1.
I must have pushed the button. Sorry about that.
Welcome
to
Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 40-1.
What are you doing? Okay, we still on. Okay. Hello? Hello? We still on?
Yeah,
hello?
We're still
hello?
Here.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry
we're
about
still
that. Okay, sorry about that. I must have pushed the button. This is a new phone. So, my God, I received that word, Evangelist Bernard. I received that word. I received that word from the Lord. I received that. My God, when God help you, boy, He know how to help you big. Now He don't help you small. He help you big. I will help thee. My God, Lord God, boy, that's all right. I like that.
I will help thee, says the Lord.
My God, I mean, that's I received that, and I know that's a word for me. My, I mean, I just received that from the Holy Ghost. I receive it from the Holy Ghost. My God, Lord, thank you for your help. My God, from heaven, because I heard you say, I will do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that worketh within you. You gonna help me because you're good all the time. Boy, you're gonna get me shouting over here. Woo! My God. I can run around the block on that word right there. Okay, you wanted me to pray for Sister Ruby. Hello? Are we still on? What did I do? What's wrong with this phone? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Did you want me to pray for Sister Ruby?
Yes, sir. Certainly.
Okay.
And also
Father,
pray for Evangelist Cummins. I don't know if she's out the hospital in Los Angeles yet, but I haven't heard from her. She had the walking pneumonia. So pray for Evangelist Cummins and Sister Ruby.
Father, we thank you right now for Evangelist Cummins. We release the angels of healing to be sent to that hospital or wherever she is so that healing will be made manifest. In Psalms 107 and 20, you said you sent your word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction. We thank you for the healing being manifested for Sister Cummins right now. Release the anointing upon her body in the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment of Satan upon her in Jesus' name. We cancel the practice of witchcraft against her in Jesus' name. And Father, we loose your healing and your power of the anointing that destroys every yoke and removes every burden in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. There shall be no hindrance to this prayer. There shall not be any interference with this prayer, but Father, this prayer will immediately go to the source in the name of Jesus, to its target, to its desired location, and hit the bullseye, and healing will come forth immediately in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you also, Lord, for Sister Ruby. And Lord, we pray for her, Father, in Jesus' name, that we pull down any attacks of the enemy against her body, against her life, against her mind, in the name of Jesus. We speak forth healing, arise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory for it now, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for a fresh anointing on Sister Ruby right now for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus to destroy every yoke of bondage. We rebuke darkness. We rebuke every attack. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for a good report. In the name of Jesus. A good report. In the name of Jesus. There's no other report but the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? I believe the report of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. And anybody else who's on that line listening still, one thing to you, believe the report of the Lord. My God from heaven, the report of the Lord is never bad. It's only good because the gospel means good news in Jesus' name. Now, woman of God, you still on the line. How do you feel now? You got healed, I know.
Yeah, I feel so much better. Thank you. God is so faithful.
He is. He got healed. He got, I mean, you got healed by the hand of God.
Yes, Lord.
My God, I knew that was a healing that was necessary, and God just confirmed it when it came out of your mouth. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you in the name of Jesus. I'm so happy God said he going to help me. I don't know what to do. When God said he going to help you, I mean, that's so powerful. I'm running around here like a little child. God said he going to help you? Man, what are you talking about the king of the universe. You're talking about the one who got unlimited resources. You talking about the one that said, I own a cattle on a thousand hill. You're talking about the one that said, all the silver, all the gold is mine. That's better than Bill Gates saying, I'm going to help you. Hey, glory to God in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shoot, when God say he gonna help you, I'm gonna start going shopping for airplanes, jets, and Rolls Royces and Bentleys. God say he gonna help me. I don't have to go to the used car dealership now. I can go to the new one. Hey.
God is not a man that he will lie.
I know that's right. Come on. My God, that's powerful.
The earth God is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. You say unlimited resources. Everything belongs to God in heaven and in earth.
Glory.
He is the creator. God, I bless you today.
Yes,
well, we thank God for you, Prophet Davis. We're going to let you go to the word of God. Thank God for Sister Albertine, Sister T, Sister Carter, even the young lady that came off. You told us this message was for us.
Yes.
It's a gift. So we thank God for Sister Patrice inviting her on the line with Sister Millie. And we also see three more people on the line. So God bless you all. We're going to have you tomorrow for Vote Friday. Edward Hamilton will be with us on tomorrow. So I'm going to close this out with a word of prayer, Prophet David.
Father, we thank you for this word that went forth today. We anticipate the re-airing on Monday. We anticipate many people will come online and hear it. And Father, we thank you for everyone who received from the Lord today. And Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you hide this word in their heart, that they might not sin against you. And Father, seal this word by the Holy Ghost and by the blood of Jesus. Cover their homes. Cover them from any attacks. Cover from any retaliation from the enemy in the name of Jesus. So we send peace to their locations, peace to where they live, peace and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in their homes, upon the residents where they dwell in the name of Jesus. Peace around them. Peace surrounds them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, the blood of Jesus and the angels to protect everyone that heard this word today. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you.
I worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are.
God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you, Sister T. I'm going to call you in a little bit.